Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I was browsing through my Facebook the other day and I came across an article about Indian pudding. Now, the gist of it was that Indian pudding is little known outside of New England, which seems to be true because I don't know what it is. So Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I asked my friend Chris Corbett to come on down, a native New Englander, author of the books Orphans Preferred and The Poker Bride, and a food philosopher.
Yeah. Indeed, a food philosopher. Well, I was cheered to see that National Public Radio was observing Indian Pudding Day some 2 weeks ago, and so I flagged that immediately.
Nice.
The fact is that Indian pudding is a very, very old and venerable New England dessert, which dates to the 1600s.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
There are actual references to it in print.
Mm-hmm.
Now, near as you can establish, it comes from the practice of the Indians, who were there first, of using cornmeal to make a kind of porridge. It's basically a breakfast cereal for dessert, if you would. They probably cooked it with maple syrup because they didn't have molasses, but molasses would soon come to New England.
Okay.
And
yeah, because it has a very dark color,
it does.
Right? Yeah.
Molasses is what gives it its color.
Okay.
And my take on it would be, and the recipes are easily obtained. In fact, the oldest New England cookbook, which was published in 1796, has not one but three recipes
for Indian pudding in print.
There are variations. My feeling is, as a strict constructionist, the pudding should be simple.
Yeah.
Give us the ingredients then.
Well, cornmeal is the star of the show, and you would use milk, and you would cook it very much like a dessert, like a pudding.
Right.
And you would use molasses, possibly some ginger. Sometimes people use a little cinnamon. I think it would be okay to flavor it to taste or cook. But simple is best, and then you bake it in a casserole dish or something along those lines.
And it came out looking kind of dark brown.
It
does. And dark brown.
Dark brown, very dark brown. Normally people put some ice cream on it, a scoop of vanilla ice cream. But in the old days, they used to put something called hard sauce.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Got rum in it.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular dish. And I was home for Thanksgiving, and I must tell you, I was very interested to see how common it was still on restaurant menus.
Now, if I got a basic recipe, would it be out of line to jazz it up a little bit with some fruit or some nuts, or would that be frowned upon?
In the privacy of your own home. All right.
But not in public, Al.
Exactly.
Don't serve it to
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
These New Englanders are strict.
Yeah. Yes.
No, and it's served hot out of the oven
or
room
should
temperature?
Yes, it should be served hot, and and the ice cream, of course, will melt.
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of.
It's
generate.
A very filling dessert.
Yeah, it sounds
but
like.
But it's not especially rich, and I don't think of it as especially rich. It's my late parents judged all restaurants by the quality of the Indian pudding served there. And I know the old Union Oyster House in Boston, which says it's the oldest restaurant in America, they still serve it. Durgan Park, a very old restaurant in Boston, serves it. And the Wayside Inn, made famous by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, still serves it.
What a great place.
Well, it's a perfect time of year for it. So
yeah.
We're going to
give it a try, without a doubt.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris. And now I know. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.